Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Christy Credit. It's Rochester Speaks, and we're talking with Holly Anderson, the Executive Director of the Breast Cancer Coalition of Rochester. Thank you so much for being here over the phone. We're still doing things over the phone here and there, and your phone line is working today, which it usually is, but it had a little glitch yesterday, but we're back on track today.
Yeah, that's it. That is, we didn't know we had a glitch until you tried to call.
And right?
That was it.
How did the walk and everything go? How did that all go in May?
Oh, my gosh. I have to say it went way better than expected. You know, when COVID hit last year, I was the last person on staff here and on our committees to concede that we weren't going to have an event at Genesee Valley Park on Mother's Day as we usually do. And it was, you know, we had to pivot. That was the word of the day,
Yeah.
of the month, of the year.
Of
really,
the year,
right?
The entire,
yeah.
More than a year, it felt like. But yeah.
Right. And we were one of the first walks of the season, so we didn't really have a playbook. We did well, though, considering we had people that were participating from all over the world, actually, definitely the United States and Alaska. And then one of our survivors got her family together in Thailand where she was stuck. So that was last year. And then this year, you know, we were just on the fence. Is this going to be okay? Is this going to be safe? And then coupled with the fact that we serve an immunosuppressed community, we decided that we would do it again virtually. And it went so well. And I have to say, when a nonprofit reports like what they made, it's really important and ethical for them to report what they actually made, not what they raised, because
right.
You still have to pay bills. But we are about $300 short of $200,000.
Oh, wow.
That's how much was raised by the people who support us. So we could not do it without our friends, without our sponsors, and without the people who actually did some peer-to-peer fundraising on our behalf. So that was huge. It was a big deal. And now, you know, we head into the summer months. We're actually doing our golf tournament this year.
Oh, you are going to do it. Okay, good.
Yeah. We're doing the golf tournament. And it is, it's the second Monday in August, and my son is getting married that weekend.
Oh.
So I know it's like I'll be rushing back here to participate in our golf tournament on August 9th. And that's at Locust Hill Country Club. People can go and register at bccr.org, and hopefully they'll support it. And then we've got our gala. We don't know what we're really calling it. We're not sure what people are calling it. That's October 1st. Everything's still up in the air with that one. But
with the gala?
Yeah, with the gala. It's not likely that we're going to do anything in person.
Right.
You know, it's just...
The fall is always iffy as things head into the fall,
right?
Unless you can do it outside, which October, might not happen.
Might not be the best. So,
yeah.
But definitely, you know, follow us on social media, Breast Cancer Coalition of Rochester. Stay tuned. If you have listeners that are in a position to make a donation to our silent auction or sponsor anything like that, obviously it's important to us. We're a homegrown organization. We don't receive any funds from national organizations. We are not part of a national organization. Everything we raise stays right here in our community.
And that I love to hear. And what
a
community we have. So you just mentioned you need $300, right? Is that what you said?
Yeah, to hit the 200,000.
Yes. So we got to get that for you. So what do we do if we want to donate?
Well, if they want to donate, they can go right to bccr.org, and there is a donate button, and they can click on that. It's in the upper right-hand corner. I'm not sure where it would show on people's smartphones, but
it's
there.
That's true. It's
definitely
there.
Right there. And in the memo line, you know, where it says in memory or in honor of, you could say pink ribbon walk and run, you know, to just kind of nudge us up over 200,000. That would be amazing.
That would be awesome.
And then just, I mean, obviously, this is our livelihood. You know, we are here. We have been here all through COVID. We never closed our doors. I never left. I was here day in, day out.
Me
alone.
Too, Holly.
It was so spooky.
I was here too with nobody.
I've never had you know, it's never been the case that when I leave at the end of the day, I can get out on University Avenue. There was no traffic
whatsoever.
Yeah,
it was very strange driving
really
around
weird.
Like hardly anyone. I totally
get
it.
Exactly, yeah.
But yeah, you know, you got to have people working from home and you separate
and
social distancing and everything. And it was tough, but you made it through and you did a lot of pivoting.
We did. And there were, you know, continued to be successes. I mean, first of all, breast cancer and gynecologic cancers. We also serve women with gynecologic cancers. It doesn't stop. It doesn't care about COVID. You know, it's a screening, you know, lifted a little bit. People weren't paying as much attention to screening, but diagnostics continued and diagnoses continued, and we were here, you know. And the other thing is, we continued to we awarded our research grants to regional to folks in the region, including Dr. Isaac Harris at the University of Rochester, who was working on a study that looked at triple negative breast cancer, which is really tough. You know, that one is a tougher prognosis for those diagnosed. We continued with that. We continued with our advocacy. Governor Cuomo signed a law that required manufacturers actually label period products. It's crazy that that you can have dioxin and things like that in a menstrual product and not have to disclose what's in it. It's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
So all of that continued. People kept coming, continued to offer our programs and our services, you know, virtually, and we're just kind of getting rolling again. We're a little bit timid and watching to see what everybody else does, but, you know, we deal with an immunosuppressed community, and we want to be careful, but we're going to start on site, some things on site, middle to end of July.
Okay. Now, if you just received a diagnosis, you have a lot of questions, and on your website, I like that you can just says, now what?
So
you can get started to find out now what do you do, because so much information is coming at you. It's so overwhelming.
Right. It is. And we're the now what. And that's why we were founded. You know, we really, it's so much attention was given to screening and early detection. And that's important. I mean, obviously, I benefited from that myself. But it's not the be-all and end-all. You know, once you get a diagnosis, you need somewhere to go. It's breast cancer is not plain vanilla, and neither is gynecologic cancer of any kind, ovarian, cervical, uterine, all of those. It's not plain vanilla. It is like a Haagen-Dazs menu board and a Perry's and a, you know, Abbott's. I mean,
all
every flavor
yes.
you can imagine. There's so many nuances to a diagnosis, and we've heard a lot about personalized medicine, and that is absolutely on point. You know, all the different kinds of breast cancer are treated differently. Different decisions need to be made. And, you know, just landing here at the Breast Cancer Coalition is a soft place to land. It is.
And it'll help you out.
Soft. Yeah.
Yes,
absolutely.
I love that. And you have all kinds of programs and services that
we
are free of charge, from what I
absolutely.
Understand.
Absolutely. Yes. Free of charge. Absolutely. Call. It's never too late either, although we love getting people, you know, immediately after they're diagnosed. We can help them sort through some of the questions that they're going to have to, you know, make decisions about. And that's really helpful to a survivor. Nobody ever says, you know, I came too soon. What we hear more than anything is, I wish I had come sooner. But it is never too late to come. We have people, you know, a year out, 2 years out, 10 years out. We have some people who have received a second diagnosis who didn't connect with us the first time but are connecting with us now. It is never too late. And I think it's really important to let the women know with gynecologic cancer that that they are welcome here too. It's just a vibrant place with lots happening, and, you know, it's a great sense of community. This is not a support group, sit around in a circle, you know, pass the Kleenex box. It is not this at all, and I think that's one of the biggest surprises, too. We network. We're good at networking. Women especially are very good at networking, and what do you do when you have a kid with autism or your, you know, spouse walks out on you or somebody dies in your family? You get with people who have walked that walk, and this is what, you know, this is the place to come, you know. And if you're not ready, you know, have one of your loved ones call on your behalf. It's, you know, it's the most common of the cancers in women in New York State. So what are you waiting for?
Right. What are you waiting for? Right. Did you have someone you wanted to talk about the program?
I do. We have a wonderful new program director, Christina Thompson. She's been with us 6 months, and she's a dynamo. She's already planning some things for this fall. We're really excited about it. These are things that we've wanted to do. One especially that has been on we really need to do this list, and it kept getting bumped down. But she's here. She's in charge, and I'm going to pass this over to her now and let her say hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
We are good. How are you doing? I hear you've only been there 6 months, and changes are already happening.
Changes are happening, and we're really excited about it. So a couple of big things that we've got coming up. It's our first gynecologic cancer seminar. It'll be a half day in September 15th, and we planned it that way because that's the month that is Gynecologic Cancer Awareness Month. So what we will do is have several providers from the region present on topics that have direct correlation to gynecologic cancers. They can learn, they can connect with others, and it's for survivors as well as family, loved ones, and providers as well. So that's really exciting for us. And then the other thing that we're planning right now is our ABC seminar, which is Advanced Breast Cancer. It's our 18th annual. That's going to be on October 13th, which is Metastatic Breast Cancer Awareness Day. Again, both of these are going to be virtual, which really allows us to open up who can attend.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of having it be in person here.
Oh, yeah, you can definitely reach more people that way, I think.
Absolutely, yep. So these are two things on our pretty close radar, and we're working really hard to get the word out and, you know, have a great attendance. We're very excited.
Oh, it sounds fun.
Yeah.
It definitely sounds fun and good to have all these programs.
Sure.
What's the parent networking group? What is that?
So the parent networking group is one that's really special, and that is for parents of adult children diagnosed with a breast or GYN cancer. And so the nuance with those parents is, you know, they feel like they should be perhaps invited into the decision-making, but because these are adults, they may not necessarily be. So they want to be involved and help and support, and sometimes just talking to other parents who have gone through something like this is really important. Back when I was diagnosed with cancer in 2018, my mom attended the group.
Oh, see, that's really, really nice because
as
a mom, mm-hmm. I tend to want to know everything about my kid. And right now he's only 12, but
exactly.
When he gets older, I get it. So this is a great group. And
yep.
My mom, I'm 48. My mom still wants to go to the doctor with me. I'm like, Mom, come on. That's not happening.
Yes,
so
exactly.
This is so perfect for parents. I love
yep.
it.
Yep.
I love
really
it, love
great.
It, love it. Is there any other new programs that we were not aware of yet?
So one that's really close to my heart, of course, is our Young Survivor Gatherings. I was 39 when I was diagnosed, and I was working full-time. I had two little kids that were 2 and 5. You know, it just turned our family upside down. So we did hold a virtual Young Survivor Gathering in April. It was an amazing cooking experience. It was done virtually. We dropped off a gift basket to everybody who attended with all the ingredients. We made a beautiful Moroccan dish called a chicken tangine. And we just kind of enjoyed it together. And it was amazing because the young survivors had various people in their house attend with them. It could be a spouse, a mother, a couple of kids were taste testing. So that was an amazing experience. And we're looking forward to our next one on July 9th, which is going to be an in-person outdoor exercise class with Embody Gym, which is right next door to us. So the young survivors will have a choice of a spin class or a bar class outdoors, and then we'll just kind of gather for some snacks and conversation afterwards.
Oh, how fun. That's fantastic.
Yeah, so those are some of the ways that we're just kind of slowly integrating being back in person and doing it safely.
Yeah, so it's just as we're wrapping things up, I just want to give a plug again for our special event, Gala, the Un-Gala, that's coming up October 1st. The need for gift certificates and silent auction items and all kinds of things. We have a wonderful artistic community that have been supporting our fall event for years. It's been called the Outrageous Affair. And, you know, the art has been just a key piece of all of this. But, you know, we can't do what we do. We serve over 4,500 people in a 10-county region of Central and Western New York. There were no barriers and will be no barriers if people call from New York City or Utica or Rome or Ohio. Sometimes it's word of mouth. Somebody has a relative in another state, in another country, and we will take the call. We will, you know, do Zoom. We'll do whatever. Sit face to face if you're visiting the community. And that's what we do. You know, we've been there and we know what it feels like. So, you know, we hope people will continue to support the coalition. It's tough times right now. And also just drop in and take a look. What's here? We're at 1048 University Avenue in Rochester. But don't let, you know, time, distance, space be a barrier. We can connect with you in any way that works for you.
Wonderful.
So phone, computer, whatever, Zoom, email.
Right.
Facebook.
Whatever it takes, right?
Right.
All right. You are not alone.
Yes. You are not alone.
Definitely
absolutely
not. Holly Anderson, the Executive Director and President of the Breast Cancer Coalition of Rochester, and Christina Thompson, the Program Director.
Great.
And if you would have any more questions, just check out your website, bccr.org.
That is wonderful. Thanks so much, Christy.
All right. Thank you, Holly.